Fountains of living water are breaking forth. We welcome you to partake of this great blessing through the spoken word of God through His servant. Be blessed.
We trust God that we'll be able to get enough questions today and be able to use time wisely also. How can I overcome the fear of doing God's will? Thank you. Nobody should be afraid of doing God's will. The thing is, you need to understand that God loves you and His will is the best plan for you. Now, the only way you can fear doing God's will is because you feel that God's will is dangerous. Okay? Nobody fears anything that they know will work out good for you. So, you need also to be conversant with the scriptures. That means that you are not conversant with the scripture enough to know that God is good. God is good and His mercies endure forever. God's thoughts for you are good and not evil, to give you a future and an hope. Okay? So, and an expected end. So God has plans for you that are good. I know the thoughts that I have for you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So when you understand this, your heart is at rest. And you cannot fear something that is good. Okay? If I tell you that, do you fear having a good house? Do you fear having a good car? Nobody is answering you. Do you fear living in a fine place? So, you don't. Nobody fears first class. Nobody fears a good job in an established institution. So don't fear God's will. God's will is good for me. Can we all say that? Say, God's plans for me are good. Say, they are not evil. Okay, so even when you go through some denials to come into accuracy with God's plan, those denials are things that you don't need, that God wants to take off your life. When you come, even when you go through delays, those delays are meant to process you so that you can fit into God's plan for your life. Can we all say amen? Amen. So in all things, God's plan is what? Good. Now, we have an adversary that has given us another idea of what plan or what good is. And that's where the problem. So you're having a conflict on what you think is good or what you know as good and what God declares as good. So if it's not in God's program for your life, it's not good. Okay? Anything that is not in God's program for your life is not good for you. It can be good for others, but it's not good for you. You know what I'm talking about? So you should be allergic to anything that is not God's will. Anything that is not God's will, you should be allergic to it. So, settle in your mind, God loves me. God's plans for me are good. God's plans for me is to bring me to an expected end. So once you establish that in your heart, by meditation on the word, fellowship of the word, your heart is at rest that God's plan for you are good. So when you are going through difficult times, because all of us are going through trying times, amen. Can we say amen? Amen. Those trying times are supposed to, like we have been teaching in the Tuesday teaching, if you have not been around in the Tuesday teaching, you need to get them. They are very good. Even the trial of your faith, look at that. Let's see. James, because you see, the problem is that when we are going through trial times, it's when we think that God's will is not good. Meaning that God is a tough person. Things of God are always just difficult. God's will. And when somebody hears me saying suffering, they are afraid. Tribulation. This person does not know more than tribulation. It means you cannot even handle the New Testament epistles. Tribulation is not a negative thing. It's to shake away things that you don't need in your life. Because with many tribulations, what happens to us? We enter into the kingdom. You enter God's plan for your life more. When God, that tribulation is what you call trial of faith. They are to prune you from things that you don't need. The chaff in your life. The things that must be refined from your life so that you can enter into God's will. So my brethren, count it all joy. Can we say amen? Amen? When you fall into diverse temptations. So when you fall into diverse trials, it is the working out of your will that is ongoing. It is the working out of God's program that is ongoing. So if you are not going through trials, it means there's probably something that is wrong. Well, trial of your faith means that there's a program going on. Oh, can we say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you are not being tried, maybe you are not on God's side. Maybe you're on Satan's side. Amen. And Satan is blowing. You know, they say when mouse is eating your nails, you don't know. It will be blowing breeze on your knees and be eating your nail. So knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So you can see, you must love trying of your faith. What did I say? Nobody is answering me. Why? Because the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. And you need both faith and patience to inherit what? Promises. You cannot handle anything that is of God without faith and patience. So the trial of your faith worketh out patience. And let patience have a perfect work, that you may be what? Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So this is the purpose of the trial of your faith. It is to produce a better end for you. It will make you a better person. You will be more useful to God and be a blessing to humanity. So in everything, God's will is good for you. Can we say amen to that? So don't fear the will of God. Love the will of God and desire the will of God to come to pass in your life. Okay? Can we all say amen to that? God's will, God's plan, God's program. You know, and the highest will that God has for man is conformity to the image of the Son. That's the will. That's what God wills for all of us. That we are all conformed to the image of His Son. For whom he did foreknown, He also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of the Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we should be His brethren in conformity to His image. So even whatever God is doing in your life, this is the end product of it. If you allow God. Can we say amen? Can we say amen to that? This is the highest will of God for man. Is to be conformed to the image and likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. So whatever God does in your life, this is where He wants to get you to. This is His interest, that you are like His Son in all things. Okay? So I'm sure I've answered that enough. Okay, let's move to the next question. Okay, for a sheep that is still growing in doctrine, can such a sheep still make some decisions based on the wisdom of the world unknowingly? Why not? Many times we even do it without even knowing. Okay? Because it takes time for you to grasp understanding that now alters your life. Okay? So, this happens, and that's why we must keep hearing and keep feeding on the word. Okay? So, you must come into consistent understanding of the word or the doctrine of Christ and God to affect your conversation and your lifestyle. So, once you are not growing in understanding, you are likely to live life by ignorance and darkness. So has it ever happened to you before that there are things that you have done in the past that you thought was the right thing? When you grew in understanding, you saw how foolish you were. Well, all of us are in that. All of us were still in that progressive state where to a measure at one point in our life, we make decisions of life based on ignorance or darkened understanding. We make decisions. As Christians, I'm not even talking as unbelievers. As Christians, we borrow philosophies of this world. We borrow traditions of men to conclude on life issues and to make decisions. So the advice, the instruction is that we need to keep growing in understanding. We need to keep growing. Can we say amen? We need to keep learning Christ. It is in our learning of life that is in Christ first, that will now begin to put off that old understanding, that darkened understanding. Okay? That is when we are submitting our life to a clear, sound doctrine. You need sound doctrine to change your understanding. What did I say? Because some believers have been into more bondage in the church. Because they have given themselves to words that are not sound, unsound doctrine. You know, we have churches that preach Ogunaye. We have churches that preach with the word, preach Ogunaye, Ayele, you know, Ayele. So, somebody, that's not doctrine. Somebody can come in church and still believe that Ayele, you know what I'm talking about? Meanwhile, Jesus has spoiled principalities and powers. Oh, you're not saying amen to that. What did Jesus do? He made what? An open shame of them. So, you're supposed to walk in victory In what Jesus has obtained for you by faith in his name. You're supposed to walk in the authority allocation that is in the name of Jesus. So you free yourself from darkened understanding as you grow in understanding. Grow in the light of God's word. So the problem is not what has happened in the past. The problem is what is happening now and what will happen tomorrow. So keep growing in understanding. Keep getting light. And when light comes to you, the first response is that you repent of your darkness. Don't keep darkness. What did I say? When the light of God is exposing your darkness, expunge darkness. Allow God to confront your darkness and repent. Repentance is from the word metanoia. It means change. So all of us need to keep changing until we become like the sun. So every day you change. When the light comes, you change. You repent. Repentance is not what you do once. Repentance is what you keep doing. It's a progressive nature of turning away from your darkness and agreeing with God's standard. Repentance is a progressive process of you turning away from your darkness and agreeing with God's standard. So that's how it is. So even when you make decisions in the past unknowingly because of your ignorance, make sure that you are in step with sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm not hearing your amen. Make sure you're in step with sound doctrine. As you grow in sound doctrine, you receive understanding that enlightens your mind. That's why the scripture says in Ephesians 1 verse 17 that the eyes of your understanding may be what? Enlightened. Some translation says may be flooded with light. So it means that you can be born again and your eyes is flooded with darkness. Darkness is the wisdom of this world or the understanding of this world. So you need to progressively align and receive sound doctrine that will gradually begin to renew your heart from things that are old, from the understanding of the old man, from the nature of the old man, from the understanding of the former life, from the nature of the former life. Can we say amen? Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there's this one more scripture. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Look at that. And lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So this is a training that all of us must learn. Some of us don't trust the Lord. We don't even trust. Let me not go too far. We don't trust the word with all of our hearts. I've taught some people Bible. Say, Pastor Koribe, if you don't believe the Bible, I can't help you. I can't help some people. If I can teach you the word and you say Koribe, then what? I can't help you. The only thing is that I pray for you. It's not everybody you can help. Somebody that does not believe the word, there's nothing you can do for that person. It means the person is not believing God. So it's not about me. If you cannot believe the word, there's nothing I can do for you. If I counsel you with the word, you have a problem. And I bring the word out and I can say, it's not like that, you know. It's not like that. You see, that heart has been given to unbelief. I bring a counsel of the Lord concerning marriage. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved you. Pastor, you don't know my wife. It means you are not ready to believe the word. If that's the response you give me. I don't need to know your wife. I know the word. And what the word says is that you love your wife as Christ loved the church. If you don't believe that, it will not work for you. Women, submit to your husband in all things. If you don't believe it, it will not work for you. Be clothed with the spirit of meekness and quietness. If you don't believe it, it will not work for you. So, really, what do you think our problem is? So you are not talking. What do you think our problem is? Unbelief. At times, it's better to say, God, help my unbelief. And how do you get faith? Because unbelief is the opposite of faith. Unbelief is opposite of belief. Okay? How do you get faith? Come on, how do you get faith? Come on, how do you get faith? So anytime you have unbelief, oh, it's boro da da. Bomi da da. It means you have not heard the word wella. For faith cometh by. Come on, you're not saying it. Faith cometh by. Faith cometh by. And hearing by, hearing not by the philosophy of men, not by Yele, not by Ririaye, not by what Nigerian sees, not by what the experience of somebody that might that it did not work. By the word. Amen. By the word. By the word. By the word. Eat the word. Amen. Live on the word. Amen. Die on the word. Amen. Resurrect on the word. Amen. Walk in the word. Amen. That's where your life is. Huh? You must die and resurrect on the word. So somebody that does not believe the word, you cannot help that person. Huh? So that is it. That is it. The Lord will help us. Hallelujah. So if you even hear the word and believe the word, some counseling sessions will end. Huh? Personal counseling. Some personal or some prophetic sessions. When men of God will be prophesying, prophecy that is not doctrine. Eh? Somebody came to me and said, I heard that you're a prophet, come and prophesy. I said, I don't operate that way. Come to church, come and hear word. I don't do side prophecy. In the name of Jesus, I see. I don't do that. If you cannot hear doctrine, you can't hear prophecy. Eh? So come and hear the word. This situation in my life, I say it comes by you obeying the word. It does not come by anointing. Eh? And prayer. If you remove that thing temporarily and you don't grow, it's coming back sevenfold. The problem will come back. Shall you understand? So come and hear the word, grow it, and overcome it yourself. Last New Testament church. We equip the saints to do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, you're not saying amen. Amen. Okay, so let's make progress. Hallelujah. Let's make progress. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. In most cases, Is it possible for a sheep to know he or she is infected? Or brethren close, we know, be the ones to know. Okay, we have been looking at the way of the flock in our, for some that don't know, in our community, Kingdom Community Centers. Less, you can know. It's not, for instance, if you are bitter, you should know. You should know if you are bitter. You should know if you are offended. It's just like asking me, do I know when I have malaria fever? Actually, really, part of the things that you people do in your profession is to give us knowledge about diseases. So that when it's happening to us, we can know and quickly call our doctor. Just like in Nigeria, we use medication ourselves. We are doctor, we are chemists, we are everything. We are pharmacy. In abroad, it's not like that. Yeah? So, you should know when you have some things. Like when you are bitter, you should know you are bitter. Somebody that is bitter if you are bitter with someone, you will not be able to relate with someone with an open heart. You should know when you are bitter, you should know when you are offended. You should know when you are drawing, you should know when you have withdrawing. Maybe you are withdrawing from your brethren because they have offended you. That's a sign. So you should know. To a measure, you should know when you are infected with either bitterness, with either, you know, envy or jealousy. You should know when you are jealous. Hello? How will you not know when you are jealous? You will know when you are jealous if you can't celebrate what is happening in somebody's life. You know you are jealous. As people are celebrating, you are feeling someone, you are feeling one kind. Everybody say one kind. You know what I'm talking about. It's not someone inside you like this. You are just feeling one kind. You are not easy. Some people, it's like something is pinching them. When their brother is rising, something is pinching them. It's envy, simple as that. It's a disease. So it begins by you acknowledging that, see, God, I have a problem with this. Come and help me, I'm sick. And you get healing from the Lord. Can we say amen? Amen. And at times, people around you may notice. And that's why we need brethren. They can tell you that. It's like you look offended. It's like you are withdrawing from church. We don't see you. What's wrong with you? Ah, it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. I just want to spend some time with myself. I need some space. No. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says we should not forsake the gathering. No. I just need some time. You are sick. You are sick and you need help. Okay? So, your brother will know. Your leaders will know. And at times, if you are sincere, you will know. You know, at times, you are not sincere to ourselves. So we all fall in. We have sickness from time to time. I'm not talking about physical sickness, spiritual sickness. So when you know, it's always good. Part of maturity is that you quickly are able to detect that you're infected, and you can run to the Lord for help and for healing. sharp, sharp. And the problem is not that you are infected. The problem is that you stay in infection. What did I say? It is the word that washes infection away. Just receive doctrine. In fact, there is no time. I am very convinced that if you are an infected person, you open your heart just for 1 week meeting. Come to Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. I'm sure one of those teaching will address it. Do you believe me?
Yes, sir.
It will address it. I mean, we have that testimony here. One teaching will address it. As if there's a structure message for you. God has you in mind. So once you open up your heart, you receive cleansing in no time. Just go to the place where, or you get messages. If you are offended with brethren, get messages on loving brethren. What did I say? If you are offended with your wife, get messages on family life. How men should love their wives. If you are offended with your husband, get messages on wife, honoring and submitting to their husband. Messages of your husband being your reverend. You need, yes. Because faith cometh by, and hearing by. So it means you need the word. That word, when you hear it, will now heal your heart. So it's good to know what you know. When you grow up, it's children that they give drugs to. When you grow up at times, you can use it yourself. So use yourself, become doctor of your life. You become etuabasi of your life. You know what I'm talking about? You become doctor. You know what to use. This one, I sign you. This one, I'm having problem with this. I know what to do. So you go and recommend. You go to Chemist Francis. I say, hey, what good for me, sir? Combine messages, you know. This spiritual sickness, it is a dose of many messages. Morning and evening dose. So give me teachings or life of the brain. Give me, I need my Pastor Bisayo's messages. Combine it with Mommy Ellen. Combine it with Mommy Adebola. You will never remain the same. So just take it morning and evening. Like my wife told us one time, at times when you have some kind of infection, you can just choose only one Saturday in the morning, start early, 5 hours word. Just be playing messages. Let it begin to wash you. By the time you are through with that, revival has happened in your life.
Yes, sir.
It's not hard. So the problem is not that you are infected. The problem is that you stay in infection. Because you are not willing to change. Then the greater problem is that you now start infecting others. Because you have stayed long in it. So you don't even know that the infection is destroying you and can also harm others. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. So we need to be careful. Can we say amen?
Amen.
The Lord will help all of us. Because all of us are still immune, are not totally immune to infection. You know, we have infections in degrees. So when you grow, you are immune to some infection. But because you are still not perfected, obedience and coming to the full stature of the Son, you are still immune to some kind of infection. But when the issue is that when you have those infections, just run to the place, run to the healer. Run to the place of the word. Receive mercy. Open your heart. Receive mercy. Allow the Lord to confront your darkness. You know the problem at times are some people, when they are offended or infected, when the Lord is trying to correct them, they get more offended. It means that they have married that darkness. They have married that infection. They don't want that standard. They don't want correction. They want to stay in the ignorance of that darkness. So one way of being in infection free is to be sincere.
Yes, sir.
What did I say, sir?
Be
sincere. Thank you for giving me this scripture. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self how Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. It's good to examine ourselves from time to time. Just check. Check your love gauge, for instance. I call have faith gauge, have love gauge. Faith gauge is how much you believe God's word. Love gauge is how much you love people and how much you can bear with them. You can summarize love in forbearance and forgiveness. Those two things. What did I say you can summarize love as? How much you can forbear people and how much you can forgive people. That's a simple lesson on love. That's how you can measure your love gauge. The more you can forbear people, the more you can forgive people, the stronger you are in love. Huh? Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So that's it. So can a sheep be infected and be ignorant of it? Yes. You can at a stage, but I've answered it that you should know. You see, the only reason why you'll be in ignorance is that you are not exposed to word enough. You are not exposed to word enough. But there are some kind of infections that are hidden. You still need lies to expose it. Those are the things the Bible calls hidden things of dishonesty. There are some hidden ones. And like David prays, says, search me, O Lord. So when you are praying, when you are growing in fellowship with the Lord, you come to a place where you want God to scan you from time to time. That's the problem I have with hypergrace teaching. It gives a sense that you are okay. And I don't like that. It does not make the heart receive the responsibility of changing. But when you have understanding that I am not done, then you can always approach the Lord with a heart that, you know, He can always correct you and expose your hidden darkness. Even the one that you don't know, the Lord can expose it. Your secret falls. Amen. Take me there. Thank you. Psalm 19. Who can understand his errors? Amen. So there are some things that you cannot understand. The Lord himself has to open it to you. You come to a realm where the Lord will open up your heart. You will say, I am wicked. You will say it. So, when maybe you think a thought. Maybe somebody did something to you. Not think an evil thought. And you shout, God. So this can be me. So you know you are wicked. You are a potential Shinorambo. Amen. Holy Panyosa. Oh, you feel Percy. You don't know. Hallelujah. If you had power. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? If you had power, you can kill somebody. Say, this person, yo, let disappear. Yeah. Thank God you don't have that kind of power. You could have killed people earlier. People be die up and down. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you. That maybe people, that your thought is even so much power that as you think it happens. Thank God for mercy. So it means that God cannot even trust some of us with power. I want to tie it down, sir. As you are coming to work, when you are walking, they just hallelujah. You know, you can't mess with me. I'm the apple of his eyes. You are twisting scripture, sir. In the New Testament, we forgive people that offend us. We bless them and we pray for them. That's one way of getting healing fast. Somebody that hurts you, take them up in prayer and pray for them. Pray breakthrough in prayer for them. Bless them. Everybody wants their children to do well. Proclaim blessing on their children. I mean, who does not want their children to do well? Both spiritually and biologically. Bless them. That's all the Bible says. As you are doing that, you'll be crying if it's a deep one. If your husband hurts you, pray for him. Bless him in the place of prayer. Tell him, you know, if your husband offends you and you curse him, or you are cursing yourself. Because that's your head. You are cursing your head. Oh, Lilala, okay, I yay. If your head is not set, that's the end. Amen. You know, many women have cursed their husband in pain. Hallelujah. Chiledu. No, but better for you. About Diora, I'm telling you, people do those things out of pain and hurt. I said the Lord will walk inside you, that in your pain you will bless. Like you don't know what to do than to bless people. You don't know what to do than to ask God for mercy. That's how He operates. Can we say amen? Amen. So God, take me back. So there are certain errors that you don't understand. God Himself has to shine light on them. You see that you have You have some evil in you. So who can understand his errors? Cleanse me now from secret faults. So the way they cleanse you from secret faults is that they expose it. Because it's secret. They are the ones you do inside. You know, you can have secret lust. Meaning you are sleeping with people in your heart. It's as bad as doing it physically. You need to know that. So that's a secret fault. When God exposes it, you repent of it. And say, God, cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from what? Another word for presumption sins is arrogant sins or from pride. Now, there are presumptions. You know, at times, amen, you presume that you are humble. Actually, I'm a very gentle person. I'm just in our house, we are gentle. Gentleness is not a family inheritance. It's a work of the Spirit. You see, that your gentleness in your family, we don't trust it. It cannot be trusted. Even you can't trust it. Because it's not Jesus that did the work there. So presumption sins are arrogant sins. They are pride. Somebody can be proud and look very normal. Very okay. You know some people, they look arrogant physically. They may not be as proud as people that look more humble. You know, somebody that looks very gentle, cannot even talk. Maybe before you talk, you will just say, talk now. Talk now. Say, this brother is humble. He's not humble, sir. How you know somebody is humble is, can he do what they tell him to do? I found out that some people that look tough, they're easily changed when you confront them. People that look tough and they look arrogant, but when you confront them, they say, Pastor, I'm sorry. But some people that look gentle, you cannot even move them. They are Iroko. Iroko, sir. They are Araba. You can't move them. You can't move them as in, they are tight. Very tight. So, it says, keep thy servant from presumption. Let them not have what? You are not talking. Let them not have what? If they have dominion over you, are gone. Let them not have dominion over me, that I shall be what? Upright and what? Innocent from the great transgression. So it means that presumption sin is leading you where? Oh, you are not following the connection. Pastor Siji, where is presumption sin leading you to? Great death. That's what you call great transgression. You are not supposed to get here. When you get here, they can't bring you back. You are gone. That I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Everybody should be innocent of great death. This is a very good prayer. To pray consistently. Can we say amen? Amen. I can't hear you say amen. Amen. So God will expose. Regularly God should expose your darkness. And when he exposes your darkness, just repent. If God say you're a thief, say yes sir. It means you will steal. Or you have even stolen that you don't know. Say, God, say you are an adulterer. I say, God, I'm sorry. Say, but God, I've never done this with any woman before. If God says, you are an adulterer. Say, yes, sir. I am an adulterer. How do I be free from adultery? That's what you say when God confronts you with the word. Not like God. I'm not like that, though. Or you say, not so, Lord. You know, you respect him because he's Lord. He said, not so, Oribe. No, if the Lord says so, Oribe. Ojubelo. So, I must have the heart to turn when I'm being confronted with my darkness. That's the only way to be free from infection or from sins. Can we say amen? Okay, let's look at it. How do I stay away from not too obvious infected brethren without hurting such a person's feelings? Not too obvious. I don't know what you mean by not too obvious, but I realize walking in love has a way of bringing us closer. You see, there are certain things that is not good to undo alone. If you know of somebody that is getting infected, you need to let people that have authority over that person know. Because there are certain restoration from us that you cannot undo. You have to protect yourself first. You don't understand? It's like when there was COVID. If your wife have COVID, you have to go and sleep in the next room. Even though both of you will carry it. Okay?
That's your love.
And that is love. Oh. That's not say love is that I will die with you. Sir, if you both die, it's in lonely. Tell me, I told you I'm going. No. So, if somebody has COVID, and you love the person, we quarantine the person. Oh, what did I say we do? So that the infection does not spread. So you need wisdom. People don't know that there is judgment in love. So I must first protect my heart first. That's the first thing I do. Before I can even think if I can help the person. Because it's not everybody you can help. There are some people that are infected, you cannot help them. If you get closer to them, you will be infected. Their infection is stronger than you think. You will be infected. Have you heard some things that you are not supposed to hear? And it will trouble you. And in most cases, it's a lie. But you can't handle it. You can't know if it's true or lie. You can't even dice it. So it would have been better not to have heard it. So, but you say you can't do some things. You cannot undo them. It's just better. Just protect your heart. When you know that the person is talking around, maybe you have someone. Anytime you are, the person always talking, maybe talking about your brethren, talking about your leaders. That's not a good place to tabernacle. You have to protect your heart. And I say, okay, how do I help the person? You may not be able to help the person. Except God, you know you have a lot of stature to help the person. How you know that you can help the person or not is how much the thing is already influencing you. If the thing is influencing you, you run. Run, no. You didn't get that joke. What did I say you should do? Run, no. It means you can't handle it. But you can handle it if the thing, you can see through it. And you cannot feel compassion for that person. Then you can see the person that, you see, this thing is not the right way to think. This do the ahead. That's a different meaning. You have stature. You can restore your brother.
Yes, sir.
But if you know you don't have that stature, just protect yourself. And communicate to the leadership of the assembly that can help the person. That is what to do. It's not, so you say if you do that, you're exposing the person. You are helping the person. You know all this, how do they call it? Is it Paddy? Somebody say, okay, this is what I'm telling you. Don't tell anybody. When people start saying that, the friendship is not in light. Don't tell anybody. Something that will kill the person, say, don't tell anybody. Something that will kill you, say, don't tell anybody. It is. There are some things that, I know they are confidential things, but it's not things that can harm people that you keep. Okay? God will grant you wisdom.
Amen.
So the first thing is you do is to protect yourself. Then you can now communicate that with wisdom to your leaders that cannot help the person. Now, Pastor, I just sense that my sister has this challenge. I just feel I should tell you. I'm already praying, but I just feel you should know. So that's all. They can know what to do it from here. At times, you cannot help people you don't have authority over.
Yes, sir.
What did I say? At times, it's not in all cases. At times, it depends on the level of the challenge that is involved. There are things that brethren can handle at brethren level. There are things that it takes those in authority to handle. But you don't have an infection that authority cannot handle.
Amen.
That's a problem. There are ones like that. One is dishonor. Once you dishonor leadership, they can't help you at all. It's a problem. You just remain in darkness. It's a problem. You will not be able to receive help. Okay, I think I'm making some sense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I think I might, no, take me back to the question. I think we are just doing, these two parts, okay? We are just doing one. So I realize walking in love has a way of bringing us closer. No, you see, your love is lacking judgment. There is judgment in love. I've just explained that. The fact that you are walking in love with someone does not mean you don't protect yourself.
Yes,
love might be that you keep your heart for a season and you distance yourself from that person. And it's love. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There's a time to embrace. There's a time to embrace. Refrain from embracing. Each one is also love. That's not the time you embrace the person. That's the time you refrain. Or that's the time you rebuke the person. So there are times that you rebuke people. And when you rebuke them, it's because you love them. So when you see somebody that is patting you when they're supposed to tell you the truth, they are not your friend. And brethren should. I noticed that we need to correct that. I noticed that at times people feel that brethren cannot correct them until a pastor comes. You know, that thing is a wrong. When you have that ideology, you will stay long in some sickness. Because it is possible that the first set of people that see the problem are the brethren. Your sister should be able to talk to you. Your brother should be able to talk to you. When you can find the Lord, you have a problem. If I notice that brethren has talked to you and you didn't listen to them and I have to come to get involved, I am already marking you for something that you are stubborn. And don't come and tell me you have seen any sister. I will chase you away. Don't even try it. That's it. I've received. You receive who? You don't receive. Receive the Lord. Amen. Just keep receiving the Lord. Hallelujah. Receive the Lord in abundant measure. Hallelujah. Because it's the Lord you need to receive, sir. I'm not lying. You know, rule. People cannot correct you. I miss the fold. It means your wife cannot talk to you. It becomes a problem. Your husband cannot talk to you. It's a problem. You will give us problems in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So walking in love includes correction. Walking in love includes chastisement. Walking in love includes judgment or rebuke. This thing you are doing is going to harm you. So it's not walking in love to be... It's not walking in love is not being permissive. Aha. I think you saw that scripture. Open roof is better than... Open rebuke is better than secret love. Amen. How many of you like open rebuke? It's not sweet, Abby. But it's the Bible that said so. You will quickly grow fast. Look at Proverbs. Thank you. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. You know, Solomon is a wise man. I hope you know that. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are what? You know, some people, they'll be lying to you. Not bad for pastor. Do your thing. Just follow the conviction of your heart. And then, you know, you're getting comfort. The person is kissing you, but he's giving you what? Poison. It's like one song in the world, killing me softly. Killing me softly. He's killing you softly, sir. Kiss that is killing you. So it's better that faithful are the wounds. I like the Bible. Faithful are the wounds. So your friend will wound you. He will wound you with truth. Wound you with Bible. They fire you, brother. When they wound you with Bible, you will appreciate them in the future. And you people will not allow me to quarrel. Hallelujah. May the Lord surround you with faithful friends. Faithful brethren, people that will tell you the truth, that you are a sinner. Election, yeah. Sin will reduce you. Actually, sin reduces you to a morsel of bread. Fleeing all appearance of evil. I was telling one of the pastors, I said, we need to tell our young people, you need to flee from all appearance of evil. Fornication will reduce you to a morsel of bread. Everybody say morsel. Oh, yes, all that, sir. Come on, say muscle. It reduce you. As well, the muscle of bread. If you see fornication, flee. My wife said flee is running and flying at the same time. Safweshe. You know, you should have that kind of heart. If you know the impact of what it will do to you. So, you need people that will tell you the truth. That the way you are walking, bere, you will sleep with somebody. Yes. The way you are walking like this, you will sleep with somebody. You don't need pastor to do that, brethren. That has you see that person, maybe a brother, you're all living together. He's always coming from 12 or Ruluman Wasiyara, 1 o'clock, ungodly hours. When he comes, read Proverbs 6 to him. From the beginning to the end. And he's always around sisters' hostel. In the name of teaching them the word. Only recurring, yes, sir. No, he be teaching of all the Lord, teach Kwebisa. Because he does not have wisdom. You teach the word in the darkness. And then you are in the same room with the sister alone. Some people, yes, in the middle of praying with somebody has prayed into some other thing. Because you don't have wisdom. You don't know that the body has hormones. And your hormones is not born again, sir. Your voice is not born again. Eh? When you allow the, you touch yourself in sensitive places, you will know that you have power inside you. Okay, only the son. He got only son. Oh, you will perform before you remember that. Eh? So ever say wisdom.
Wisdom.
Eh? Wisdom is profitable to direct, sir. Uh-huh. You refrain from things. It's not you that should be working on godly hour. It's not you that should be doing something. You should know. You should be sincere to yourself. So you need, I've been doing visitation up and down. I'm strengthening people on godly hours. So you need to know, you need people that can tell you the truth. And make yourself easy to be corrected. Don't be burning people like you are the boss of all. Even as an husband, make yourself easy that your wife can correct you. Because you are not perfect. I'm the head, so what? So you are the head. So are you Jesus Christ? It's the only Jesus Christ's head that is complete. Your head is not complete. Say, I'm head. What do you mean? I'm head. Your head is not yet complete, sir. Incomplete head. So that's why they gave you a wife. Your wife is supposed to help you, includes correcting you when you need to hear correction. So if you don't empower your wife, you are in soup. Is the truth? And at times when your wife corrects you, because they're mature, you know, it takes maturity to correct your husband cautiously too. Let me speak for men. You know, our problem is that we know what you are saying is true, but we don't like the way you are telling us. Hey, so da. So da. As I saw my wife's going, I said, no! You know, the problem is that we know that what you are saying is true. We have the Spirit of God. The problem we have is how you said it. Ejoema, so da. Give us more respect when you are correcting us. So that your correction will be constructive. I'm also giving women wisdom. Correct. When you want to correct your husband, cook him a good food. The food that he likes most. Give him. Give him offering. What he likes, give him. After that, when he's happy, say, hey, my honey, my sweetheart, you will psych him. Then you now correct him. It will enter. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you give him like that, he will give you back. Yeah? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, well, correction is good. Okay? You need faithful friends around you. What did I say you need? People that will tell you the truth. Even if you pain you. Even if you pain you. It's better that you know that thing now. Do you know there are some people that you can't tell them the truth? The reason why you cannot tell them is because they will be offended. So you just keep quiet. We will now be managing your intensive care units. Pele. When they say Pele to you all the time, you are in ICU. It's the truth. You are in spiritual ICU. We are managing you because we know if we tell you the truth, the oxygen, the last oxygen that is keeping you, the last oxygen that is keeping you over Jadaluli. So we rather not lose you. We say we shall have wisdom. God will not manage you to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
They have to fix you here on earth. So that you know, when you meet the Lord, you will not be ashamed.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for giving me this scripture. He that has been what? Give me message. He who hardens his neck and refuses instruction. After what? Being often reproved. Corrected criticism. Even criticism is good. If you have an humble heart, there is a truth in criticism. Take the truth and change. You say, the person talking it may be saying it out of it does not matter. You work on yourself. There's a truth inside it. So, he that is often reproved, corrected, and criticized will suddenly be broken beyond repair. So, nobody wants to be broken beyond repair. So even in criticism, take the one that is true, apply it to yourself. Go and check it. Maybe it's so. You don't know. May the Lord help us. Okay, let's make progress. Recently, I noticed myself drifting away from some brethren after seeing their obvious everyday flaw. As I'm also trying to keep myself and my heart, I noticed I quickly imitate others. Is this in itself not an infection from my end? Not exactly. I've explained it already. Number one, if you see someone's flaws and you withdraw, you need to be compassionate. When you see your own flaws, you withdraw from yourself. All of us have flaws. So be merciful to them as you are merciful on yourself. Just there's nobody that does not have flaws. So just prepare your heart. But don't copy their flaws. That's the thing. So be compassionate. Everybody is a work in progress. Do we all believe that?
Yes, sir.
So oftentimes, well, I've been disappointed as a pastor, but I quickly arrange my heart. One general principle I have is that I don't have too much heavy expectation. Like that is the truth, because I know that we're all still in, work in progress. So have mercy on your brethren that you have seen their flaws. Because God is also working in them. Like God is working in you. Okay? So, however, don't imitate their flaws. It means you are weak. Work on your weakness. You are weak. You have to work on yourself. Don't imitate what is bad. What did I say? Amen. Even from your leaders. And that's one thing that we need to teach when we are teaching leadership. I've taught leadership in many ways. The Bible teaches that we honor and submit to our leaders, but the Bible did not say we should follow their errors. No. God forbid, if your pastor is slapping his wife, so you slap your wife too, Abby. You can't. So don't follow what is wrong, even in leadership. The best you can do, if you see it, is to pray and ask God to help them and show them mercy. That's even the worst, because it's easier to imitate something you see from somebody that is on top. But generally speaking, you are not supposed to imitate anything that is what? That is wrong. That is wrong. When I mean wrong, ethically wrong in scripture. Okay? You have to define wrong. Can we say amen? Some things are not wrong. They are not just beneficial for you. They may not be wrong for the other person. The person may have the liberty by the permission that God has granted that person. But you don't have that liberty. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. I don't know if I should go into that, but there are some obvious things that you may have liberty for because of your work with God that you cannot afford to copy that. You cannot afford to copy that because you don't know the level of dealing that person has. You cannot afford to copy that. So you need wisdom. Okay? There are some permissions that you don't have. Maybe you have, let me use dressing for instance. God may permit someone to have dressing in a certain way. Not dressing that is wrong, but maybe the person is a little bit stylish in dressing or funky. And it's okay with the person. It's not affecting the person's walk with God. Then you now want to copy it. And everyone has not permitted you to be doing it that way, because there are still things they are doing inside you. You should be sincere. That's where personal work comes in. Personal instructions comes in. There are certain things that they don't permit you. Certain places that you may not be able to go, that maybe your other person that is stronger can go. They are more controlled. I notice that all these things, they are all... I notice that, for instance, amen. It's just like traveling. Some people, when they travel, you understand, they may not come back, sir. It's the truth. Because they are weak. But some people, when they go naturally, they can manage themselves. They are focused. They are more disciplined. Some people are more disciplined. It's the same thing with food. Amen. We have strength somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for my wife. My wife is the one that measures me in that area. When we traveled abroad, they gave us all kind of food. Jewish bread, Israel bread, all kind of bread. I said, hey, the Jewish bread, I can get bread, but the Jewish bread. My wife would say, no, it's too, she will cut one slice for me. It's Jewish bread now. Jewish bread, sir. But the body like, yeah. Body, yeah, bread, the she will be called principality. She will not let me chop Jewish bread. But She laughed, said that, Pastor, if you travel alone. You know, your host will take care of you, give you this, give you that. So she was the one helping me to trim them. No, don't eat this one. And it's good. So some people are more disciplined in certain areas. When my wife traveled to America for 3 months, she came back more slim. People don't go to America and they are slim. That's the place of food. You see what kind of food to eat. So that is how it is. You know yourself. You know that when it comes to movies, you are not disciplined. It's not you that should be watching series. Paloma. Lost of Rice in Eskis. You know yourself. You go and subscribe to Netflix. Unlimited access. You know yourself now. You don't need Netflix, sir. Little less Catholic flicks. You should know yourself. So there are some things that are, how did the Bible put it? There are things that are lawful, but they are not what? Expedient. You must know it. They are not necessary. You can't do without them. You need wisdom in this area. I don't have strength. When it comes to food, I don't have strength. All I see food, anything I see on the table. I'll have used nairas if I remember that. You know, some people that use nairas. Like that's it. It means, yes, for a long time, you know, everybody, I grew up liking bread. So I can eat 7 slices without even knowing. Or pop off. Oh. How many of you like pop off? That pop off, don't they do me anything? Like I just eat it. Before I do it, I'll take it 10. You know? My buyer says, Pastor! You should know yourself. You know, some people, they can. Someone can watch one movie and they are okay. They can control themselves. I do movies where I can control it. I control my appetite. Some people, when they sit down a movie, they watch another one, before they know it, 10 hours. Sir, go and delete all the movie on your laptop or your phone and put messages. If I watch one movie, I will have prayed more hours and read more Bible in that day. So if you are seeing me watch movie, you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I've done in the morning with my own time. They say, Pastor, one movie, Jackie Lomo. Shoti pray la haro. Shoti ka Bible. Shoti meditate. You should ever say, know thyself. Wisdom is possible to direct. So you know, some people can be playing. You cannot afford to play. It's just like in school. When I was in secondary school, I had a friend like that. Very intelligent. We used to go to the same lesson. We'll go and play Sega Mega. You know all those games? What do they call it? Mortal Kombat. Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat is more recent. Street Fighter is an older. He was the one that taught me how to play Street Fighter. We will do further maths. He scored 70 over 70. Me, I struggle to collect 35. He scored 70-70. He doesn't read. When they teach him in class, he gets it. He doesn't go back to read. Once that I teach him, he gets it. Very intelligent guy. Very, very intelligent. He will be playing, he will not read. If you're his friend, you will fail. Because he plays. He reads novel. That's what you see. If there's anything he does in class, novel. He reads only novel in class. So a lot of people that were brilliant, they didn't understand it, so they were jealous of him. So I remember when we did GC then in 95, he had 8 A's, 1 C. Some people said that, and his first jump, he scored 240. First jump. In that time, those days, it's not like this one, no. So people say it's a lie that he carried, he did Ojoro this conjure. I say, boy, a bad girl. You know what he did? He now silenced all opposition. Waek, nice. everything. The A1 that he scored was like 6. So, and he does not read. Only once later, he will just revise. So, know yourself. Some people are like that too. Spiritually, they catch things faster. In the same church, they are saying, yeah. They are getting it. You will get it. Walon Shere. Oh, Bosse. Oh, Shere. The guy understands the thing. What is it? Even maybe he didn't come to church on Tuesday. I said, he has listened to the message. I said, what happened on Tuesday? He summarized it. I said, but you were not there. Well, I listened to it. Are you? Oh, on Tuesday. Oh, on Thursday. Oh, they were back on Tuesday. Yeah. You should know yourself. It means for you have to invest more time. You invest more time praying, more study. Because Bible will tell you. Bible, you have that. When you read Bible, you sleep. You should die there. It is you that need to buy a rogue bowl or coffee when you are reading Bible. And it's not you that will be reading Bible lying down on your bed. Is it me, Sambun, that you are reading? You can't read Bible lying on your bed. You need to sit down. You're like you are studying. You get chair and table, and you sit down, and you get coffee by your side. Or something that will keep you awake. So that you don't sleep. Because I know some people, their problem is that they don't sleep. Oh, but when they read Bible. Am I lying? Orunisa. Is Satan? Yeshuni. So, you should know yourself. So, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mo ferene de ba crash te gamalo ne de jije vene ma clash te bara hat te. Sevona ba klaniste vonia. Ekre proste vonia. And you say profreste vonia. Wisdom at all levels. Wisdom for lovers. Wisdom. Wisdom for all levels. Wisdom for all levels. Wisdom for your levels. Wisdom for any level. Wisdom of learned level. Wisdom of any level. Wisdom of any level. And level of growth. On your level of growth. It's on your level of growth. That's on your level of growth. Not your level of growth. Wisdom for your level of growth. Wisdom for your level. Wisdom for where you are. Wisdom for the where you are. I speak to you for where you are. I speak to you in this manner, you, where you are. That's where you are. That's where you are. You know where you are. You know where you are. Wisdom for where you are. Kamoli da halish te kavana monje zivraniali kapasta bonia. Wisdom for where you are. Wisdom for where you are. I speak to you wisdom. I speak to you wisdom. I give you wisdom for you to increase your block of building. I give you wisdom for you to lay on your block for building. I give you wisdom. I give you wisdom for building. Wisdom for building yourself. Wisdom for building yourself. Observe yourself. Observe your routine. 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 Are things that you are engaged in that is breaking down your blocks, that is breaking down your building, that is breaking down your building. And it's not allowing your building to prosper. And it's not allowing me to put more blocks on you. I want to put more blocks on you. I want to put more blocks on you. I want to increase the edifice. I want to increase the blocks. I want to increase the blocks. But your routine. Check your routine. Check your routine. Check your routine. Check what you spend your time and your strength doing.
Check what you spend your time and your strength doing. Check your routine. Be sincere with yourself. Check your routine. Observe your ways daily. Observe your routine. Observe your way. Check where you spend time. Check what take most of your time. Check what take chunk of your time. Is resisting me to put block on you? Is resisting me to put another block on you? Check your time. Give me more time. Give me your strength.
Amen.
Give me your heart. Give me your mind. Give me your thoughts so that I can put more cubit. I want to put more block. I want to increase you. I want to increase you. I want to increase you. Check your routine and be sincere with yourself. See the Lord.
Amen. So God will grant you wisdom. If social media is taking some of your time, go and get app block. There's an app like that. You will regulate the number of days you can do it. You know, at times you press Facebook without knowing. When you press it, it will block you out. You remember, oh, this is not the day to go on social media. At times you develop yourself, you know, because you are something. When at times you can be, you may have addicted yourself to something and you cannot help yourself. I think we need to look at breaking addictions. Because that's an issue. You have gotten so much into it that to get out becomes an issue. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So what can I do to have hunger and thirst again? For a while I have been feeling dry. They call me for meetings and hearing the word. Okay? Now feeling dry at times may not be, it may be a sign that you are through with a stage of your walk with God. And that dryness is just God is, yes, He's supposed to pull you closer. In a dry, you know, David was the one that said, as if some, yes, in a dry, thirsty land when there is no water. So dryness is supposed to make you hungry more. So that is it. So you need to understand that when you are feeling dry, it's when you should pray more that God should visit you afresh. So you need to pray more and ask God to visit you. If you are not hungry, it's a sign, hungry is a sign of sickness also. You know, when you have malaria, it affects your appetite. So you need to ask God for mercy to touch your appetite. And you should be consistent in the environment where the word is taught. Because as you are praying, one of those days, the Lord will visit you. Oh, you are not saying amen. The Lord will visit you. So you have to pray. Okay, you have to pray. And ask God to visit you with hunger. And visit you with thirst. And then, as you do that, you are also waiting on the Lord, trusting that the Lord will answer and visit you. So just wait on the Lord in praying, and then make sure that you're in an environment of consistent hearing of the word, what the word is being taught. The Lord will visit you very soon. Okay? Online audience. Okay? Wow. I decided to fully commit to TGC after I attended last Image and Glory Conference. I have been committed to phone online service then. The only church within my area is a Protestant church where there isn't much knowledge taught. Okay. Continue. What do they mean by that? You need to stay in that church for the time being that you are there. However, I feel the need to submit to a pastor to fully benefit from the word of righteousness. I want to know if it's possible to have that online or if I must attend the church close to me regardless of what is being taught there. That's very dicey because I don't know what is being taught in the church. So I can't say you should go and submit there. Okay? It's risky these days. Amen. I'm afraid even before, when you got in our own time, when people get born again, say, join any Bible believing church. Now, today, we don't say any. We tell you where to go. Because if you go to some places, you're utterly lost. You are finished. So if I knew what they were teaching in the church, I can say join. But if they are teaching basics, okay. But I don't know what they are teaching, so I cannot recommend it. I won't lie. Until I know. So if we see you in person, we can counsel you better. Okay? If there's nothing good available yet, still connect with us online. Till we can look for a place. We can talk together and search with you churches that are good in that area that we can recommend for you. Okay? I won't tell you now to join any church. Because some people have joined churches and they have, because of what they heard. So we might need to, so maybe what this person will do is to, I don't know, we'll have to reach out, give him a number, so we can, one of the pastors can talk to you. A long session, maybe WhatsApp call that is long on the phone, and they will counsel you on what to do. Ask you some relevant questions, and then we'll now decide the best option available for you. Okay? Thank you. In line with the teaching on not murmuring, okay, how do I handle a brethren who is always complaining and murmuring about everything and every situation? Eh? Thank you. I was not in church last week. Pastor Fisayo taught us well. So there's ever say remain RPP. That's all. So encourage the person to remain RPP. So that you mean yourself. So what's RPP? In prayer. So that is. So tell the person remain RPP, because you got murmuring and grumbling not going to help your life, sir. Murmuring and grumbling has not changed everything. So you know, complain does not change anything. At times when I look at an issue and it's bad, if you know me very well, I'm thinking of solution. I'm always thinking of solution. What can we do? Because you see, the deed has not been done. Oh, what happened? Why did you do this? Why did you spoil the clothes? If I wait there, I can come back and rebook you. But at the point, if it's something we need to do, what can we do? Let's move forward. Because you can stay on a condition and you just murmur and complain and waste energy there. We need to move on. So complaining does not help anybody. It does not help you. It does not help anybody. Complaining on Nigeria has never changed anything.
No.
If instead of complaining, you'd rather pray.
Yes, sir.
Complaining about government has not changed anything. Okay. So should I submit my income aside? No. If you are led, why not? Some people, if you are led, if the Lord leads you to do that, to submit your salary and income to your pastors. And yes, thank you, sweetheart. He said for some people, they need that discipline to help them. There are some people that submit their salaries to me in this church. When they gave them their appointment letter, they told me, I know how much they are earning. And when they increase it, they tell me. I didn't tell them to tell me. I'm sure God told them. And I don't ask them for money. I say, Mutuli salary. I don't do it. So if God puts it in your heart, why not? But my wife is also bringing another dimension. Say some people, they need it. Some people, you need brethren that can help you. The problem is that you don't know how to spend money.
Yeah.
Some people, amen. It's part of knowing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I learned a lot while I was in school. Me too, I used to be... I'm a generous person. I spare. Everybody say, I spare. No, you don't pull D, I spare. When I get money, I spare. So I remember one of my brothers is in USA now. We were living together. He is more like a woman. He's a very good manager of resources. So then I prefer going to eat in Buka in school. We used to call the place Maroc. So I can do, you know, at times we have early morning lectures. He wants to eat there and eat afternoon. So he said no. So he fought me on that to the point that we now started learning to go to Michaelite, we buy food stuff and cook. So we learned to conserve money. And those are days we were learning brethren life where we all had common pause. So it was a very good preservation for the soul. Now that lesson has kept me into marriage. Imagine if I didn't learn that lesson then. When I get to marriage, I'll be spent. Ulubi and Anu will not have school fees. There will not be reserve. There will not be enough. I will just be spending. I will spend. So when you know yourself that you are the type that like what? To spend. You need to be accountable on your income. So it's for your good. Nobody wants to see your money. It's for your good. So that they can help you. It was even bad those days that my money, my friend was giving me every day. Take 200. It's my money. You don't need more than 200. I said, the job. Say no. You will calculate everything. Okay, take 50 naira, 250. Growing up, I appreciate him. You need some things like that. Don't deceive yourself. I add more. He loves and respects and honors me in terms of biblical understanding. You should not deceive yourself. So in that area, it's better. And it's his wisdom for me to submit myself accordingly. So for me to be helped. So you can be the prayer warrior of your room. Does not mean you are the financial warrior. You don't have financial sense. It may be the person that does not look spiritual that has the financial sense. Submit to that person. Let the person help you in that area. It's a simple thing. We need each other somewhere. Uh-huh. I'm sure you have learned something. So, if you need to submit to your pastors, why not? And if, particularly if the Lord has laid it in your heart, obey the Lord. We don't know the reason why. The Lord is telling you to do it. Hallelujah. And I can promise you in this church, we won't steal your money. We have that training. And at least we have that testimony. Eh? We don't steal people's money. We don't even beg for money. Can we say amen?
Amen?
If you don't give us, we are okay. But it's good to bless us. Eh? Because the Bible also teaches that you honor your... You give those that labor in word and doctrine what? Double honor. So when you minister to your pastors, it is your responsibility under God. Eh? But we also have training that we don't ask. We have learned to live by faith. Can you say amen? Uh-huh. That's a good training.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been greatly blessed. For further information, you could visit our website at www.thecitygatechurch.org. God bless you.